over 18 to go to France. That's a dad thinking on his feet. There's no question about that. Everyone will want to go. And one person who'll definitely be going is Ruth Gorman, who's on the line. And I think she's at the airport on her way to Finland. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. I think I may be one of the only sober people in this airport.
Ruth, is there a suggestion there that they mightn't have the interest in the Finnish game that they had in the Greece game?
Well, you can't blame them for not having the same level of intensity, I would imagine, going into this game. I spoke to all the players last night, and I'm speaking to them here this morning at the airport. They do want to do the job. They want to finish the group, top of the group, in Finland, because that would just top everything off that they've achieved. But they are certainly enjoying their moment, and who can blame them? This has been 30 years in the making, and if they can't celebrate this, then when can they celebrate?
Tell me this, Ruth, do you really appreciate it? Because you're only a youngster, you know. I've been waiting since 1986 to see anything like this. I lived it in the past. You would have only been, you know, towing sand about in a tin.
Yes, I was just about alive whenever the 1986 World Cup was happening, and I don't remember a thing about it. I was only a baby. It's hard to believe. I've been covering Northern Ireland now for 10 years, going to the matches, interviewing the players, and you know, getting the hopes up and getting disappointed. I can only speak from a fan point of view from going along to the matches, what it's been like. But I cannot imagine how these players are feeling, going through all these disappointments, and to actually now have achieved this. It's unbelievable. I mean, they were so emotional last night afterwards. It was just incredible to be part of it. And one man who knows all about it is Aaron Hughes. Because he actually retired, and Michael O'Neill brought him out of retirement to come back for this campaign, and he's a man who's very glad that he has. And I actually have him now on the phone, and he can talk to you now, Frank.
Lovely stuff, Ruth. Absolutely. Put me across to Aaron. Grab a hold of that phone. Aaron, good morning.
Morning. Very morning.
Aaron, I have to say congratulations to you. You sound maybe a little husky this morning. Maybe you've sung a song or two as the night went by. How do you feel, Aaron, in the twilight of your career to be part of this?
That's fabulous. I think it's fabulous for everyone. You know, there's myself and a few lads sort of waited a long time for it, and some other lads have come in it, and this is their first experience. It's brilliant for everyone. It's still hard to put into words exactly sort of what it means. You sort of dream about it, think about it, hope it happens, and then when it does, it's hard to explain.
Aaron, you have worked with an amazing number of managers, high quality managers at international level and indeed at Premiership and Championship level. What is it that Michael O'Neill has that allowed Northern Ireland to get 20 points in a qualifying campaign, to have qualified before the Blimmin campaign was over? What sort of miracle worker is he?
There's a lot of things going that, you know, it's not just one thing you can sort of say. There's lots of little things and a lot of hard work behind the scenes and organisation. And, you know, main thing, you just got us believing in what we were doing and believing that we, you know, we were capable of something like this. And I think as time went on, her performances showed that, and we come into this campaign, you know, way back sort of 12, 14 months ago, a lot of confidence, and now we find ourselves, as you say, qualified before the qualifying stage is even finished. So it doesn't really get much better, to be honest.
Totally, totally. Aaron, pass congratulations to the entire team from the listeners here from the programme, because the whole country is so proud of you guys. It's an amazing achievement. Well, well done. Thanks for speaking to us this morning.
No problem. Thanks very much. All the best.
Let's say Aaron Hughes, one of the Northern Ireland greats and part of the success story of 2015, heading for France 2016, the Euro finals. And let me see who's on line three. Good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How you doing?
Good morning. Who have I got this time?
You have Gary on again. Sure, feel you out, Frank, yesterday as well.
Gary, the mad Northern Ireland fan. Gary, how do you feel this morning?
Frank, elated. I mean, there's no words can describe what's happened in the last 14-15 hours. Absolutely fantastic. And also, I mean, what a guy, Michael O'Neill. What a debt we owe that man, this whole country. You know, and talk us out of the doldrums to where we are now. And you mentioned 20 points there. I give a 23 points top in the group and get in as one of the seeds in the competition. You know, I mean, unbelievable. And also, as we spoke yesterday, big shout out to Martin O'Neill down south. It's a set of a cap at eight. They could get something out of the Graham Frank. I told you yesterday, and true to their word, they did. They got it, and maybe with a bit of luck here, they could get automatic qualification too. But just on a side,
let's hope so. Yeah, but just on that, Gary, on that, you know, the Northern Ireland achievement is incredible because, you know, we've qualified even before the campaign has ended. We're possibly going to top the group. You couldn't have dreamt of this. You couldn't have made it up at the beginning of the season, but they have achieved it. And it does, however, to some extent, as we celebrate, overshadow what has to be the incredible achievement of the night. For the Republic of Ireland to beat the world champions when they needed to beat them with a breathtaking goal from Shane Long, that's an incredible achievement.
Unbelievable. Absolutely. And as I say, I mean, the quality is down there, you know what I mean? And they've got a quality manager in Martin O'Neill. And as I said yesterday, he knew how to play. His tactics are outstanding in football matches, Frank. And I mean, I knew yesterday as we spoke that he would, what way he would play. They would play it tight, and if they got their chance, they took it. And it panned out that way, you know. And as I said, hopefully if they can beat Poland, we all go on. And just on another note off the football, Frank, I mean, if Ireland can beat France, we're talking about France. If Ireland can beat France at the weekend here and avoid New Zealand in the semi and the quarterfinals of the World Cup, I mean, my God, what could they achieve then? Getting into the semi-finals, it opens up for everyone then, football and rugby on the island.
Absolutely. I think we just dominate sport. Gary, thank you very much indeed. We're dominating it on a world level. Even when the cameras showed a world champion boxer and a world number one or number two golfer sitting in the crowd just from down the road, the bottom line is we are at the very top where we deserve to be.